Great to have you with us this Wednesday afternoon. Melbourne, the AFLW team are gearing up now for the upcoming season, and this is becoming such a global game now. There are so many girls coming from other parts of the world, whether it be New Zealand or from Ireland, and from other codes, of course. There have been girls crossing over all over the place. We've got a couple of Melbourne's Irish girls who have joined us, Sinead Goldrick and Niamh McAvoy. We're right?
Spot on, yeah.
Yeah. Bang.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to Australia.
Thank you.
Welcome to the AFLW.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here. Yeah, and thanks for having us in this afternoon.
And you flew in, you got into Australia Monday night, so you're still...
Yeah, it's a bit of a whirlwind. We don't even know what day it is today. We keep waking up so early and stuff, but yeah, we're hoping for a good sleep tonight now and get back on the straight and narrow tomorrow. We've lots to learn, so...
So, Niamh, one at a time. Niamh, when did you first hear about the AFLW, and how's it come to pass that Melbourne picked you up?
Yeah, so there's a number of Irish girls who've been coming over like the last 2 years. Obviously, Cora Staunton, she's a big name at home.
Huge over here now.
Yeah, yeah, oh, brilliant. Yeah, good for her. And then obviously a couple more girls last year. So myself and Sinead would have just felt that some of the attributes we have as Gaelic footballers would have been kind of transferable. And a guy who's involved in the AFL over here in some capacity, I'm not 100% sure, Nick Walsh.
Yeah.
He was in touch with one of the male footballers from the county that we play with, and he just mentioned that he felt that our attributes as Gaelic footballers would have been transferable, and then Melbourne were looking to kind of look into some Irish girls, so they got in touch with us, and we ran it by our manager at home because we wanted to be really transparent. Obviously, we'd be missing some of the season at home, and he just thought it was a really positive thing. And so here we are now, yeah. And Todd came over and visited us. He was sound, as they say. He's a really nice guy. So, and then obviously the culture and stuff of Melbourne, like, really sat well with us. There's like great Dublin GAA links there with Melbourne and stuff. So we're happy out. As I said, so.
Happy help.
How familiar are you with the Australian rules football?
Yeah, so lots of the kind of, we did a bit of, like, we were looking at some of the matches today, and we've met up with some of the girls, and lots of the kind of plays and stuff would be similar, but then obviously the shape of the ball is totally different and it's completely unpredictable, I think. The girls were trying to tell me it's harder to play with a round ball. Some of the Australian girls, I wasn't having any of it, but yeah. It's a bit tricky to kind of get used to. Some of the habits I have with the round ball kind of aren't good in the sense of the oval ball. So I'm just going to bring one with me everywhere I go, kind of do those childlike extras when I'm walking to the shop and stuff. But yeah, really looking forward to the challenge.
So Sinead, how long has it been? You play for the same club back in Ireland. How long has this been on your radar as a possibility?
Yeah, so it was kind of during our league season with Dublin, myself and Niamh. So it was around April,
yep,
before championship happened, and Todd from Melbourne came over and he met both of our families, and he kind of chatted us through the details of what would be happening. And I think both of us kind of just straight away felt that, you know, Melbourne was the right club for us, and kind of the values and the culture that they have. And I think the fact that Todd meeting our families made a really good, you know, because our parents then, you know, and our families got to kind of understand what it would be like over here. And once our Dublin manager was happy and everything like that, we were just sold, and we were really looking forward to the opportunity.
Was that okay? Like, Niamh mentioned that you're going to miss some of the season back home. And I imagine the Irish, you know, the GA isn't that happy with losing players to a foreign country and a foreign code. Was your home club, was Dublin okay with the fact that you were chasing this?
Yeah, we sat down, myself and Niamh, with our Dublin manager, Mick, and we said, this is the opportunity, what are your thoughts? And he said, absolutely. He was like, go for it. He thinks it's a really good opportunity for us. Like, we've played for Dublin for 12 years, and I suppose we've given so much dedication because we love our club and we love our county. And I think he felt that, I suppose, we've kind of earned our stripes. And, you know, once he was happy, he just said, park it for the moment. And then once, you know, Dublin is finished, you know, that's when you can focus on Melbourne. And I suppose, you know, it's been brilliant, and Todd and Melbourne have been really, like, great to us in terms of kind of understanding that situation we're in.
Tell us about Cora Staunton. I think a lot of Australian sports fans, not just football fans, but a lot of Australian sports fans didn't quite know who Cora Staunton was and how big she was in the Irish kind of sporting scene. Can you tell us who she is?
Yeah, so she's kind of like a namesake in Ladies GAA. I suppose it will be similar to kind of Daisy Pierce here in the sense that if, now in fairness, ladies football at home, Ladies GAA at home has gone from strength to strength. And, you know, we're kind of more in the media now and stuff, so people would know a lot more about it. We're getting huge attendances at the matches and stuff. But previous to that, like when the sport was quite small, like smaller attendances and it wasn't getting as much kind of TV time and stuff, Cora Staunton was the name that people knew, if right. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, she's had a phenomenal career. She played something like 23 seasons with Mayo. So it was kind of before, you know, obviously now we're in a situation where we had a gym age, so like a 14-year-old couldn't kind of come in and play, but the sport's kind of developed in such a way that younger girls can't make the transition as quick. But she kind of started when it was a situation where there was no, and obviously she's an extremely talented Gaelic footballer, and she was like mature physically and stuff. So she was playing from like an extremely young age, and yeah, she's kind of iconic at home. Yeah. So yeah.
Question for both of you. It's such a huge time in your lives, uprooting your life all the way back in Ireland over here. And then today you meet your new teammates. What was it like? Were there nerves going into the football club for the first time today?
It was actually funny because we came in at 10 o'clock on Monday, and then I suppose we'd a bit of jet lag. So myself and Eve came up in the morning and said, we're going to go down to the jog, to the training ground, just to see what it's like. And then we did a kind of lap of the field, and then we saw... there was a small group, and then they just started waving, and it was girls from Melbourne. So we kind of just walked into them, and we just kind of chatted to them there. So it was just random how we saw them down in the park on a Monday. So it was just great.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's hard. Like, you know, obviously people know our names because we're only two people, but then there's like 28 of them. So I'd be bad at names anyway. So I'm like having a guess here and there. And then there's like nicknames on top of that. So you're like, I literally thought your name was Tegan, but someone's calling you something else. Yeah. You know how it is. But no offense, Tegan. But yeah, so I'm sure like the girls are so patient with us. And obviously we can't do any official sessions yet. It'll be similar in the GAA at home, like particularly in the men's, they had to put a cap on it because you'd end up with like 12 month seasons. So I can totally understand where the AFLW are coming from, but it's not ideal for me and Sinead, who've like lots to catch up on. So we've just kind of touched base with some of the girls, and actually feels like we're here ages because we're so jet lagged. We keep waking up at like 1 a.m. and we're like knocking on each other's bedrooms like, are you awake?
It gets an hour easier every day, I reckon.
Strange shaped ball.
So what are you expecting in terms of that? Like, you've clearly had a ball in your hands now, and you've kicked it and you've bounced it and you've tried to mark it. You've done all the basic ball skills. What are you expecting when you get into the drill sessions, and have you allowed yourself to imagine what it might be like on game day?
I think it's just like similar in the arena, but I suppose when we met the girls, they just instantly felt that like they were just so lovely. And you kind of know that, like, even, you know, we were chatting to one of them, they'll just take one thing at a time, take one skill set and then move on to the next. So I think that environment, you know, the way in terms of, you know, we know we're going to make so many mistakes. We're in a learning environment, so we just kind of have to listen and hopefully just make the most of our time here and contribute to the team. And I think that, you know, with what Melbourne are doing and the coaches that they have, I hopefully that we can kind of make an impact to the club.
So do you see this as a multi-year venture? I mean, are you just coming out here for a year and seeing how it goes? Or because there's so much to take in and so much to learn, this is the first of...
I suppose at the minute, like, we're just kind of trying to be patient with ourselves and see how we get on. So we're not 100% sure what the future holds, but like, so far so good. And yeah, like, obviously if this season goes well and we're able to apply ourselves appropriately and, as I said, contribute to the team, even if that means, like, you know, biding our time, or we'd be both quite two determined players. So, but like, just contribute in whatever way we can. But if we felt that we weren't like appropriately contributing the way we can at home, like to the group, probably wouldn't like be in a position to kind of go again.
But yeah, of course,
I feel as though we're just going to do everything we can, and we have a lot of time on our hands. Like, we've come out early in comparison to maybe, like, there's some Irish girls who are still at home. So yeah, hopefully we can just put our best foot forward and kind of just take it as it comes and see what happens.
Has the football club sort of flagged with you already, and then would have seen your styles of play in Ireland. Have they sort of put you, given you some idea of where you'll sort of fit in on the field and your style of play?
Yeah, we were quite anxious to kind of find out. So obviously we've been watching games and stuff and we're trying to figure out, like, I would kind of be flagging a player that I would think that I might be similar to in a similar position. So we are kind of anxious to find out. But, you know, like, you never know what's going to happen. It's the same in GEA. There was a girl who, like, was struggling to get her game this year and she asked, like, could she try a different position? So, like, that could easily happen to us as well. But, yeah, I think Sinead's kind of... they're kind of going with our positions as they will be at home. So Sinead's a defender and I'm a forward. Yep. So we'll see what happens. We could be talking to you in a month or so and just be like, listen, lads, nothing went to plan. I'm a defender.
We didn't get it. It's a huge adventure. Yeah. And, you know, it's a great challenge. And the Irish girls that have come into the game have made such a contribution in a short period of time. And hopefully you two become part of that fantastic story, which is this emerging AFLW. Good luck. Thanks for coming in. We'll continue to watch you. Sinead Goldrick, Niamh McAvoy coming in. And the Todd that they're talking about is AFLW list manager Todd Patterson. We thank him and the Ds for allowing you two to come in.